Well, I am so curious. Do any of you ever get a song stuck in your head? Does that happen to you from time to time? There'll be a song, maybe you hear it, you're listening to your playlist, or it's just randomly there, and all of a sudden the song is stuck in your head, and you can't get rid of it. Now, there's those bad songs that get stuck in your head that actually annoy you. You know the ones I'm talking about, like, you know, you may have a friend that comes up and they'll sing it to you and they'll be like, "This is the song that never ends." And you're like, "Why did you have to do that?" I promise you, if you're still thinking about that at the end of the service instead of the other things we're talking about, my apologies, but they're those other songs that they're just overplayed so much, it's constantly on your mind and you're constantly hearing those words and you think, "Ugh, I've got to get this out of my head." And then there's those good songs that get stuck in your head, those ones that are life-giving, those songs that you sing, those songs that you draw upon in challenging circumstances that God can use in such powerful ways. So many of the songs that we will sing here on a Sunday morning oftentimes are words that are straight from Scripture. Every now and then I'll hear a song and I'll think, "Oh, that's from this part of the Bible. Wow, that's so cool. I always knew it was a verse, but I didn't realize it was a song." You get to make those different connections. There are some Sunday afternoons where we will be back at our home after worship, and I will hear my daughters humming songs that we sang in the morning. I'm already realizing that as I'm preaching right now, I'm humming Noel in my head. So thank you, Danny, for that. It's sticking in my head. It will be there. It will be there throughout the day. But have you ever got a song stuck in someone else's head? Have you ever done that? Maybe you've even done that intentionally at times. I'm going to share this story again in this service as I did in the first. I didn't have anyone that I was related to, so I felt a little safer sharing it. But Reese is here, and so hopefully she won't pass on too much of this information. But Jen gets songs stuck in her head, and she will hum them or she will sing them. And so I like to have fun with that at times, and I'll think, "I wonder if I can get another song stuck in her head." So I'll start singing a song, and usually, sure enough, not too long down the road, she in turn is singing that other song or humming that other song. So it's like I have a playlist. I can just, "Well, you know, I'd rather hear this, so let me hum this." "Oh, that's good. That's good. No, next one, let's go on to that." Well, today we are going to look, as we continue in our series, Songs at the Birth, we are going to look at another song within Scripture in Luke 1 and Luke 2. This one is within Luke 2, but it is the angel's song. It is the angel's song to the shepherds. But before we do that, I want us to think for a moment about Christmas traditions. What are some of the Christmas traditions that you and your family have? Things that you did perhaps as a child that you have continued into adulthood, or things that bring you such great joy. And there's maybe some common things like setting up a tree in the house, or putting stockings by the fireplace, or baking cookies, or looking at Christmas lights, going and driving around and looking at Christmas lights, or maybe even setting up Christmas lights on your own house. Going to Christmas Eve service, listening to Christmas music, watching that one specific Christmas movie that if you don't watch it, it just doesn't feel the same. How many of you are in that category of watching just that one Christmas movie? How many of you are in the category of the Hallmark Channel is on nonstop since Thanksgiving, and you feel like you've watched all of them? You know, you've seen one of those Hallmark movies and you feel like you've seen them all. And does anybody else guess what's happening? Like, you say it out loud because you want the other person to know, "Even though I've never seen this, I know this is what's going to happen." They are predictable, but also a tradition. Well, our family has, we do some of those things, but we have two other traditions that I really enjoy that are great. And to brag about Jen a little bit. One of the traditions that she brought into our family is that we have Advent boxes. So we have these little boxes that are like 3 inches by 3 inches by 3 inches, and they're beautifully wrapped, which took her hours to wrap them. I remember the afternoon that she was wrapping them again because the previous ones got destroyed. She said, whatever we do this year, we cannot ruin these boxes. But in each box, when it is opened, it's a countdown to Christmas during the season of Advent. And in the box, there is an activity for us to do, a scripture for us to read. And this year, we are looking at names of Jesus. And as we are doing that, it's giving us a greater focus during the season to think about what is this time truly all about for us. So often it can be the cookies and the movies and the lights, and those are all great things, but that's not what this time of year is really all about. And so as we look through these boxes each day, it helps to bring our focus into why Jesus came and the hope that we have in Christ. The other Christmas tradition that I really enjoy that Jen also brought to our family, that her family did, her dad would always read Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20, the morning of Christmas, before any presents could be opened. And Jen said, we're going to do this with our family. And like any good newlywed, I said, sure, of course we are, right? Of course, whatever you want. So we have done this, and this has been a treasured tradition. And I share that tradition with you because that is the passage today, Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20. And it might be something that you have done as well with your family, or there are even other traditions that you have that you feel really draw you closer to Christ and closer to the meaning of what Christmas is all about. And I would encourage you to share those with other people. When you've got great things, don't keep those to yourself, but share them with others. So today I will read from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Hear these words. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to a firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So before we open any presents on Christmas morning, these are the words that we hear. And these are the words that we hear. I love it because they are such a great reminder to us of the greatest gift that we have received before we open up the gifts that are under the tree. Now, can you remember the first time, perhaps, that you heard some of these words of Scripture? I mean, this story is not a new one. It has been around for thousands of years. But can you really remember growing up, maybe the first time that you heard this story? Well, I can remember when I was young, we showed up for Christmas Eve, and all of a sudden my mom told me that I was going to be a part of the Christmas play. Now, this is when you're showing up, and my understanding of plays were that you had speaking roles, and so it kind of freaked me out a little bit, to say the least. I didn't want to be up in front of people in church. Can you imagine that? Well, thank you, God, for all that you've done in that. But here I was, corralled with the other kids, no pun intended, and I became one of the sheep. And they handed me like this sheep costume, and they told me where I had to walk, and they read these words of Scripture as we walked out. And I remember because I was terrified. I was like one of the shepherds, even though I was one of the sheep, because I was terrified. What are you making me do? But I can remember these words, and as I think about these words that we hear, and perhaps their familiarity, and sometimes you may find passages of Scripture that you've heard so many times that it can go in one ear and out the other. I think this is one of those stories of Scripture that when we lean into further, God has so much for us to hear. There is so much for us to hear in these familiar words because of what we will find out in just a moment of what these shepherds encounter and the way that it transforms their lives, and so too might our lives be transformed by what God has in store for us here. So the first seven verses of chapter 2 set the stage of why they had traveled, where they were, and they tell us about Jesus' birth. And verse 8 then says this, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night." Of all of the people that God could have chosen to give this message to pass on to others, God chose the shepherds. Why the shepherds? They're really unlikely recipients of this news. They weren't highly respected in their field. They were poor. They were low in status. They lived a hard life out in the fields. And these Jewish shepherds were far removed from the customs and comforts that would allow them to follow the religious rules of the day. They lived hard lives, challenging work. We saw in the Scripture and in some of the songs that we sang earlier that they were out in their fields, asleep in their fields at night, or out in their fields watching their flocks. And yet God picks them. I wonder if God picks them because they were dedicated. They were out there working hard, even though their field might not be respected. They were well respected because of their work ethic. They were nurturing. They cared for their flocks. They would put themselves in harm's way in order to protect the sheep that they were taking care of. So they're out there. They're minding their own business, tending to their sheep. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. Now, I want you to think back to your first encounter with an angel, and you were terrified too, right? Well, let's think about it. This is their first encounter, likely, with an angel, and they were freaked out. This was a very different night than other nights out in the fields with their flocks. And all of a sudden, an angel appears to them, and they were terrified. But like so many times in Scripture, when an angel appears to deliver a message, this angel, the first thing that the angel says to them is what? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I wonder what our response would be to that. I mean, shock. I might need to sit down, hold on to something. Oh my goodness, this is unreal. And yet the angel says, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. The angel is there to bring good news. Now, I'm sure you can think about different times in your life, perhaps, where there was good news that you wanted to share with other people, and you were so excited you couldn't contain yourself. Maybe it was we're engaged, we're having a baby, I got the job, I gave my life to Christ, I passed the exam. This one's a favorite for many people. We got a puppy. You're always happy for those other people. Can I come visit while you're not getting any sleep? But there's so many things in our lives that we have to celebrate, things that we look back on and we're so excited about and so grateful about. I can remember when our first daughter was born, back before there was any really digital form of media, we had a camera that had film in it. And if you don't know what that is, you can ask your parents later about that. Or if your parents don't know, you can ask your grandparents about that later. But we had taken all these pictures and we were so excited to develop them and to send them to family and other parts of the country. And I went to Costco to pick up the pictures and I'm looking at the pictures as they're giving them to me and I'm so excited and I have no idea who's standing next to me, but I'm like, look at this picture. This is my daughter. And they were very kind. They're like, that's so exciting. Way to go. It's going to change your life forever. And I'm like, it's not going to change my life. Everything's going to be the same. Wrong. But it's amazing how much excitement you have about different things. And I know you can think of those things. But this news that we receive today, that the angel brought to the shepherds, is earth-shattering news. It's changing the direction of the lives of those who are present and those who are yet to come. Because this is the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, who has come into the world. And this news is literally heaven sent. This news, you know, the shepherds, when they were passing on that news, that was from a shepherd to someone else. But this first information that is being passed is heaven sent from the angels to the shepherds. And the good news is for all people. The good news is for all people. In verse 10, again, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Friends, this message is for you and for me. It is not a message that is to be kept to ourselves, but it is a message that is for all people, that we might share the love and grace and hope that is found in Christ, that our lives might be transformed. For all people. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 11 says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, the Savior, the one who saves, the Messiah, the promised deliverer of the Jewish nation. The Lord, the master, the ruler of other things. They would hear these words and they would know that there was something special about this one who was to come. You know, we kind of get to cheat a little bit because as we hear this story, we already know the end of the story. We already know the good news of the end of the story, so we can fill in the blanks. But for those who are hearing this for the very first time, their eyes and their ears are opened to something that is new and something that is yet to come. They're leaning in with anticipation. Are you saying that this child, this baby could be the Savior? That this child, this baby could be the Messiah? That this child, this baby could be the Lord? And while those are things that we might quickly glance by as we see this passage, there are things that I think we need to lean into, like those who first heard those words. As Luke shares those things as well in the second chapter of his gospel, he sets the stage for what's to come and the next 22 chapters for people to be able to see this to be true. They heard it for the first time, announced at the birth, but then they see the fulfillment of that along the way as Jesus acts, as Jesus speaks, as Jesus heals, as Jesus lives his life in such a way that other people are pointed to Christ. The angel then goes on to tell them what they will find. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. So in their minds, I'm thinking, as the shepherds are hearing these things, first of all, I think to myself, one, an angel has just shown up. You'd think you might be in a little bit of shock. How could you possibly hear anything after that? I mean, you've been on the receiving end of that before. Maybe you're a grandparent and your child told you that they're going to have a kid and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to be a grandchild. And then they've continued to talk and you're like, I'm sorry, can you back up and say everything all over again? I didn't hear anything that you just said because I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Here, I think, is very much that same situation. The shepherds are there. They're out there. They're tending to their flocks. An angel shows up in the middle of their work hour, and here they are, and the angel tells them what they will find, where they should go, what they will do. And then on top of that, the angel has been presenting this information, just the angel to these people, the shepherds that were there. But the other angels who were not selected to be the bearers of the good news were so excited that they had to get in on this too. So it was not a solo that was sung by one angel, but we are told in that passage that suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Let's say that together, if we can pop that scripture up there. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. And now let's say it with a little bit of excitement, like this is really important, okay? Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Can you imagine hearing that chorus for the first time? Hearing that chorus for the first time. And we did it a couple times because I felt a little cheated. You know, these other songs at the birth were significantly longer with verses and a variety of things. But I get one line. I get one line for my song. So we were gonna do that a couple times. But in that has to be resonating in their ears. And can you imagine the enthusiasm and the excitement that is there? A great company of the heavenly host joins this angel to share this amazing news. And friends, that amazing news was not just for the shepherds, but that amazing news is for you and for me, that we can receive that and know the impact and change that that is. That glory to God in the highest is the Gloria in Excelsis Deo, that we have been singing about and will continue to sing about throughout this season. Wow, can you imagine though what that was like for the shepherds to hear that, for them to receive that? And then the music stopped. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "What just happened?" I'm thinking, they probably did say that to themselves, but they're like, when we're telling people, we need to act like we had it all together. So this is what scripture tells us. It says, the shepherd said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they receive this news. Their hearts and their eyes are opened to something beyond the fields that they have tended to, and they rush off to go to that place. Let's go see for ourselves. They find Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. They've searched. Can you imagine them walking around? I mean, how are they going to know where to go? I mean, the description has been given, but is it the only baby that has been born recently? I'm sure they're walking around town, talking to people, asking them. They are searching. They are on the hunt, and they are not going to stop until they find him. And they find Mary and Joseph and the baby. And in verse 17, it says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. So they're told to go and find Mary and Joseph and the baby. They do so, they see him, and they don't just immediately go back and return home. Instead, they're like, we got to tell people about this. They're excited. There's enthusiasm and joy at the transformation that they have found. One, the angel and angels told them this amazing news. And so they went to share that and tell other people about that. They had seen with their own eyes, and they start spreading the news. Friends, we have that same opportunity to hear these things, to know of this good news for ourselves, and to be able to share that with other people. And there are so many ways that we can do that. Part of that is just getting to know other people and loving them. When you love other people and come alongside them, they actually care about what you have to say because they know how much you care about them. They listen a little more intently at the words that you share when they have been loved well by you. So they share this news, and they're sharing it with anybody who is willing to hear. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds shared with them. Isn't it the greatest thing when you have something you're so excited to share and somebody receives that and they're also excited to receive that news? I mean, there are different times I'm sure you've experienced the opposite where you go up to tell somebody, oh my goodness, the greatest thing just happened. And they looked at you blankly like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're communicating or saying because I don't understand the words that you're mentioning to me. But it's an amazing thing when someone receives well the excitement that you have. And this good news that the shepherds have is received well by all that they are speaking to. And verse 19 says, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. You see, it's interesting because last week when Matt was preaching and talking about Mary's song, he shared with us about, you know, don't you think Mary wished that, you know, the angel could have told the entire village? Do you think you could tell everyone? It would make it a lot easier on me if you would go ahead and tell everybody, not just me. Then other people would understand my circumstances and what's going on with me. Well, the angel does go on and tells the shepherds. And then the shepherds come and they see Mary and Joseph and the baby. Now imagine they didn't just walk in and stare at them and walk away. There must have been a conversation that happened. And as she recognizes that the shepherds have come and have received the message from the angel, from God, that she ponders these things and treasures them in her heart, knowing that there is confirmation after confirmation after confirmation of what God is doing and the door that God is opening up for them in their lives together. Confirmation for Mary about the peace that Jesus will bring. I love in this passage that what we see we receive after glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. And oftentimes as we think about peace, we think about resolution to maybe many of the problems that we have. And, you know, if we could just stop all wars and stop all fighting and stop all this hatred. And sure, we absolutely want to seek that and long for that. But the peace of Christ is not providing peace that stops every war. The peace of Christ is one that you receive in your heart And when you are at peace, understanding the gift that you have been given of eternal life in Christ Jesus, that there's a sense of peace that you can feel that you know to be real, that is transforming, because it transforms you and it changes you and how you act. And so as we share the love of Christ with others and they're able to experience the peace of Christ within their own hearts, that in turn changes them as well. Well, the shepherds went out, responded to the call of the angels. They see for themselves. They go on to share the good news with others, pointing out and sharing the story of what the angel shared with them. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. They have returned from their incredible trip to see the Savior of the world, and they have a song stuck in their heads. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. I'm confident that on that entire trip, that song was on repeat for them. That's the only song that they listened to because they were so impacted by the song that the angels sang to them, that they were passing that on to other people. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Well, friends, I hope that this same song gets stuck in your head, that you will give glory to God and sing praises to him this Christmas season. And maybe, just maybe, you too, by singing this song, will get it stuck in someone else's head. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks for your love and grace in our lives. And God, we ask that you would help the peace of Christ to dwell within us, that it would be alive and well in such a way that others would see and know of the transformation that we have received through your Son, Jesus. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for these words of scripture in Luke 2 and their reminder to us of the amazing opportunity that we have to tell others of your good news. God, we lift up these things and pray them in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. And now I'd invite you to stand as we sing our closing song together.
Echo back.
Well, glory to God in the highest heaven of the good news that we know for our lives from God through Jesus Christ. Friends, now receive the benediction, and now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always from this day forward and evermore. And may you know the peace of Christ in your heart, both now and forever. Amen. Have a great day.